stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Jacasso and only Jacasso.
I'm here
Natalie,
too.
Natalie, Chad Eigensburg.
I'm cool. Did
jump
thanks.
On this here. Here we are.
Can you tell Joe fucking Fr-
Novak, sit down.
Oh, there's a Novak's, yeah. Franz, first of all, go bite the big one.
Franz, you can sit over here.
Feels right.
Next to me.
This feels right, guys.
Franz, we're rolling.
Sit
right
your
now.
Fat fucking ass down.
Nice Rambo fucking headband.
No.
I can't talk hear into you. A microphone, Franz.
Put.
Goons. Look at him taking his good old time.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay.
Second of all, where have you been?
I'm filming tow truck wars, and then whale wars, and then storage
wars, catch.
And then duck hunting, backpacking, snowmobile, and shooting somebody in the asshole with a dart gun. They probably got a fucking show for that.
Jesus. Are we really? Is this show really going?
We're not
going.
Sitting here with fucking headphones for nothing, idiot.
Well, I don't know. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I've been away for months and months. I did a History Channel show, a Nat Geo show, and a Sony 3Net show.
Sounds pretty boring.
Wow.
No, wow. Wait. Weren't you on the sea for a while?
Yeah, I was on the sea for a new show called Nor'easterman. It hasn't aired yet. We did
because you're a sea sucker.
Oh my god! Wow. Hey, what's a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
R.
Yeah. Mm. Killed that one.
Yeah. You think it would be the C, but it's the R.
You're simple.
Wow.
That's good to see this guy.
So did you get any pussy while at sea?
No. I haven't gotten laid since November. And even then, I hardly got laid. It sucked so bad.
Yeah, your ex-girlfriend, the smoker from Jersey, got pregnant by Dan Tag.
I heard about that.
She's getting dick.
Hey, well, good for her. At least
she got tagged by the Dan Tag.
At least one of us is getting laid.
So what do? Just jerk off like a madman?
When I have time. I don't really have too much time. My grandmother's not doing too well, so I've only been here for 3 weeks since November, and what time I have, I'm, like, taking care of her estate and shit, trying to... Oh, it's a mess. It's a sordid business. I'm a sad, sad soul. But no, I'm having a great time.
You talk like a pirate.
Yeah, well...
Why don't you just go get a prostitute? They're quick and easy.
Well, so what do you film on the sea?
It's like... It's a show about traditional fishing, so it's called Nor'easterman. And
filming fishing must be the most boring thing ever because you're just filming a guy like this the whole time, like tug.
No,
tug.
It's real. Deep sea fishing.
Tug. Real. I didn't catch nothing.
Wow. Tug, try this again.
And you're just recording that.
They're ground fishing, so they're pulling a net. So they find all kinds of interesting stuff. They find whale bones. One dude found a skull.
A human skull?
Yeah, dude. So one dude found a mine. Like a World War II mine. It's pretty crazy.
Whose skull was it?
Skullduggeries.
No, in real life.
I don't know. That's the thing.
They do forensic files these days.
Yeah, but that's not the show I was doing. I wasn't doing that.
Well, you could send the skull to have it.
Anyway, I did another show. It was a great 3D show. I shot some 3D under the DP named Jason Goodman, who's awesome. And that show is
foot
called...
I know. You took the words right out of my fucking mouth.
That show is called Hillbilly Blood, and it's the top-rated show on Sony 3Net right now. Can I do any more commercials for my stuff? Am I this fucking interesting? All right, I got a story for you. So... I was doing my spring cleaning now that I'm back at the house, and I, you know, peep out the window, and, you know, there's someone walking by, and it's like a 34-year-old mother with the 7-year-old daughter. Now, the conversation they had goes like this. Mommy! Mommy, Michael hit me! It's okay. Michael's been punished. It's okay. Mommy! Michael hit me! It's okay, dear. Michael's been punished. Mommy! Mommy hit me! Wait, who hit so you, good. Me or Michael? What is going? Just stop. It's okay. The kid's going crazy. Mommy, Michael hit. Shut the fuck up! The mom just lost it, screamed at her kid in the middle of the street. It was the funniest fucking thing. It was a nice welcome home present to me in the heart of South Philly right there.
You heard that out your window?
Yeah, I heard that out my window. It was awesome.
What did your dad say to you when you were trying to do your homework?
My dad was kind of a stressaholic. He was addicted to cigarettes and stress. And he had two master's degrees, yet he was considered somewhat of a Renaissance man, but not when he was at the house. He just wanted to fucking relax. He worked like three jobs. And when I used to ask him to help, I remember one time I asked him to help me with, Daddy, can you help me with my homework? Jesus Christ! I'm trying to watch fucking Quincy! Yeah, that was how I grew up. That's how I grew up. And you wonder why I can't hold a relationship together to this day.
Can you help me? Jesus Christ! I'm calm.
Oh, my God. And when we used to fuck something up, like, you know, kids break stuff. I mean, you break a glass. A glass is worth, like, a quarter. Jesus Christ! You stupid! But shit! Like, wow, dude. Like, I'm thinking back on it now that I'm as old as he was, and it's like, was it really that bad, Dad? Was it really that bad? I don't know. Well, you know, we all make decisions, and I guess we all make poor decisions. Which
that was a great point, Franz.
Yeah.
Franz, what's this fuck story of yours?
The what?
You said you...
I don't have a fuck story.
Do you have the message? Because it's worth playing.
Let me find it.
I've been late.
What's a C job? Have,
there
what's
it
a
is.
C job?
Take
that. That's what you did.
So what happened to Cleveland?
What do you mean?
He's getting fatter.
You know, I remember when he made that song, and he goes, Franz, man, what do you think I should do differently? I'm like, you should do everything the same, but 40 pounds lighter.
Oh, jeez.
Is this the message I left you?
No, oh, we have this Voxer thing. This is where I get to talk to Franz.
Uh-huh.
Voxer. Let's see. We don't have to just wait. You can still talk.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I have a great... After this next song, I have a good Reno. Tell you what, you don't play songs on this radio show anymore?
It's Friday.
Wait,
yo, Chad. Franz here. Listen. I gotta get on Radio Bam, dude. I have the fucking shit myself story of the century. It's epic, dude. I gotta tell it. Yo, Chad, I just checked my Voxer thing and heard your hilarious message.
Oh, Jesus.
We won't.
Yeah, I still have stalkers. By, you know, I'm not even getting any of the fringe benefits of having fucking stalkers. It's
fringe.
Fringe.
French
what
benefits.
What did I say? French? I'm not getting the French.
I thought you said French, too.
I'm not getting the French ones, either. But, no, I'm getting nothing out of having fucking stalkers that won't go away, dude. Like, you think I'd at least get laid out of it, but I don't get shit.
Could you hang out with South Philly transvestites?
I wish. I wish I even had the time for that, to tell you the truth.
Wow, what the hell are you doing that you just have not 10 minutes in the day to come?
I do that in my sleep. Sometimes when you pay attention to the stalkers, it just makes them hang on. But then when you ignore them...
No doubt.
But when you ignore them, they imagine... They'll, like, text you or email you, and then they'll imagine your response. And then they will react to that imagined response. And then they will regret. Then they will regret making that decision. Then they will, like, apologize. And then they will try and suppress their anger, which will result in more anger. Then they'll come back at you again. It's insane. So they will literally go back and forth on and imagine a fucking conversation in their head. It's insane.
You've created an entire matrix around the process of a stalker, but how do you avoid them to begin with is the question.
Don't fuck anybody.
Don't fuck anybody.
Don't fuck
anybody.
No, if you don't fuck anybody, you don't have stalkers, period.
You have stalkers because your dick is Novak's dick. It's nine of Novak's dicks equals one of Franz's dick.
That's a true story.
I can't help it.
Somebody told me that you
I
have
can't fix
that's
it.
What it is.
One of your stalkers tried to kill themselves in your bathroom.
No, that's not true.
No one tried to kill herself.
Wait a minute. No. No, actually,
I've heard that as well.
Actually, one of my stalkers tried to kill herself And she took all these pills.
In your bathroom?
Then, no, not in my bathroom, in her bathroom. And then she wouldn't let me leave her house. And then I was like, look, babe, let's just chill out. Let me open a bottle of wine, right? And there's no fucking bottle opener. And this girl's freaking out.
Why would you give her wine after because she swallowed 15
she's
pills?
She's freaking out, Natalie, because she hates you so bad. That's why.
What did Natalie do?
Oh, God.
No, it's not.
What did Natalie do?
It's not Dawn.
What did Natalie do?
The girl goes. It was great. Well, let me start from the beginning. I took this girl out, and it was awesome. We hadn't seen each other in a while.
Was she stealing her sweet dick?
And we.
Was that what was going down?
We went to the graveyard, and she got naked in the graveyard. I took all these pictures. It was a lot of fun. She downed like 3 bottles of wine. We went back to her house, and all of a sudden. She, like, had that one extra drink and just snapped. And she goes, oh, by the way, I know you fucked Natalie. And I'm like, I didn't fuck Natalie. What are you talking about? I've never even kissed Natalie. I don't even think I've ever shaken her hand. I don't even really hug her when I see her. And she goes, no, I know you fucked her. You fucked her raw. I know all about it.
Only raw dog.
So she's cornering me. And then she starts hitting me. And I'm like, stop. Now I'm in a corner, and I don't know what to do. She goes, you motherfucker. You fucking fuck Natalie. That fucking bitch. I fucking hate her so much, and she fucking hates me. And you fucking fucked her raw, and I know it. Her. You fucked her raw. She fucking... So...
How the mood changed so,
I'm so like,
quick.
So she goes... And so she starts crying. I'm like, it's okay. I've been drunk before.
Just beat you up.
I've been drunk before. I know.
You fucked her raw.
So I'm holding her and she's crying. I'm like, it's okay. I've been drunk before. I've made some pretty piss poor decisions. It's all right. So she's going to calm her down. I'm like, let's open some wine. So there's no wine cork opener. So I grab a knife and she fucking starts trying to grab the goddamn knife out of my fucking hands. And I'm like, oh no. I'm like, get off. Now she starts swinging at me again. Finally, I back myself. I throw the fucking knife on top of the shelves or she can't get it. And I fucking back myself in the corner again. Wait till she has to take a piss and fucking peel it out. You think that'd be the end of it? No, hell. She fucking gets in her car and cruises to my fucking house and sits on the step crying, goes back to her house, takes like massive amounts of fucking pills. It was horrible. It was it was one of the worst
so
nights
did you
of my life.
This is after you fucked her.
No, I didn't fuck her.
Did you follow her back to her house? Well, she took the pills
no!
and you stay at your house.
I don't want to have fuck to do with her. I called her mom. And
well,
who did
you fuck raw?
Nobody.
Why did you think
apparently
we fucked Natalie raw?
Yeah, Natalie, why did you think we fucked?
Well, I mean, I get around.
Well, if you're going to get blamed
around.
For it, you might as well just
do it.
Know
if you fucked
I know.
Do you guys remember it?
You know, I get all of the blame and none
you're
of the fun.
You're going to get blamed for
well,
it, then
I
just
get
do
all
it.
None of the fun, too.
There, you know what? There's only one thing worse than getting caught in the act. That's being blamed when you haven't done a goddamn thing. Well,
ask Apple. It happened fucking 3 days ago in Atlantic City. We're in Atlantic City. This concierge guy escorts me up to the room.
Novak's girlfriend calls the hotel and says, did you see a guy with fucking a coat with Bam, with fucking necklaces and shit? Oh, yeah, Novak. He knew who he was. Well, did you see him go to the room at all? Yeah, he actually went into the room with Bam and two girls.
He did?
Yeah, the two girls is Nikki and fucking Louie's girlfriend.
Yeah. So she's calling me, oh, you fuck these two girls. I know you're in a room. I'm like, you know what? I am a scumbag and I fuck up all the time. But this one time particularly, I didn't. But now you're making me want to fucking do it.
What kind of hotel discloses that information to people
exactly.
over the phone? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Novak.
Then the asshole has the gall to come
girls.
Outside when we're smoking a cigarette and bum a smoke from Novak. I'm like, you know who that was, don't you? And he's like, who was it? The guy who ratted you out about getting in trouble for something you didn't even
what
do.
What kind of hotel does that?
Yeah, I know. You're not even supposed
David
to.
David Koresh Hotel.
Hey, dude, all the fucking hotels, those casinos are ran by Koresh. It's like cult shit. Because we go, and it's this brand new
what?
Place. It's all ran by. It's a big cult. And I'm going to explain why. We go, as soon as we check in, we go get the fucking concert tickets and room keys and stuff. And like, it's just a simple guy working the desk. Has no involvement in making money off this hotel except for a paycheck, which is cool. He's like, look, gotta come to this new club. It's gonna be a 4-floor club. Top floor, you can see the ceilings. Second floor, 24-hour DJ.
Top floor, you're gonna be able to see the stars. Second floor, it's a $1 billion thing. Door guy. can I help you with your bags? Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're building a fucking $1 billion thing. They're not getting a percentage of any of that. Why are they talking so good about this thing?
They didn't invest in it. Like, they were really fucking selling it. Like, if
it's a cult.
It's a big cult.
Wait, I don't understand how you make that logical jump.
They're brainwashed by David Koresh.
Brainwashed.
David Koresh is dead.
Yeah.
It's their job to...
It is their job to say that. It is.
To say it's... Are they...
Who's gonna know?
Yeah. It's a way to promote their new fucking glove.
What's
in it for them?
Because it's brand new and they don't know anything. Like, how
Maybe they're trying to get a job as a promoter.
David Koresh gave a speech and they fucking fell hit.
Wait a minute. When you get a job at McDonald's, you're supposed to say that the food's good.
But supposed to.
I'm loving it.
Food, folks, and fun. I'm loving it.
When it's a club promotion, you're supposed to do your job. And when they tell you this is what you're supposed to say, you're supposed to say it.
Well, what, do you
your job criteria.
Do you think if they don't tell us, we're going to go to the manager and say, he didn't fucking tell us about this four-story nightclub
that's
coming.
When they have secret shoppers, and that's when they...
We're clearly not secret shoppers.
Not us. No, they hire people to come in and make sure that the people around are doing
their
job.
They have guest spots. If you're in the restaurant business, they have what's called a guest spotter.
I did it. You know I've been in that.
All right.
They might have thought
Let me talk to Jack Oslo real quick.
We're just making sure that they're...
It's Koresh logic. It's fucking David Koresh.
All right, Chikaz.
I don't care what anyone
Now,
is.
We went camping yesterday.
I've been dying to hear this. It's the first thing you said when you got out of the car. You're like, oh, dude. All right, Franz, listen. Wait a minute. I'm saving it for the radio. So I've been dying to hear this for half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So Oldie decides to go up with Chikaso.
Little man Oldie or small man Oldie?
Big man Oldie.
Okay.
So now they're on their way up, and I'm in the Hummer. And it's packed with
Wait,
people.
Wait, it was late, first off. This is a trip to...
We left at like 6 or 7.
To the Poconos. It's a 2.5-hour trip. And I'm in the Hummer, and something happened to where I must have hit something because I look in the rearview mirror, and it's a cloud of smoke.
Like
the whole car is hot, like it's going to blow up. I really thought that.
Like burnt rubber.
So I pull over, and then I look underneath the car, and it's just... leaking oil like a goddamn hose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bad. It was bad. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, now what? So I call AAA on the phone for hours. They get there. Ape and Phil show up with their two cars so we could switch all the bullshit. I take the Escalade there. $500 later, all this happens. Oldie with Jacasso. Jacasso's dying to go camping with us.
He's in town for
and Oldie
days.
Gets a ticket for his headlight being out. It was probably $60 ticket. Jesus Christ, I just got a ticket. You know what? I'm defeated. I'm over it.
And they were 20 minutes away.
He turns around and goes home. I'm like, we broke down. My car's leaking oil. It's probably going to cost loads of money. I already spent $500 putting the fucking...
You're Bam Margera. You can afford it.
That was probably
anything
logic.
He said that.
You know it.
He got a $60 ticket and got defeated.
But what an asshole.
If you were bummed out, wouldn't you rather go to like a campground and have fun with your friends?
Well, no, you know what?
So once we got there, we just shot photos and sent them to Jacasso, showing how much fun we had.
The whole fucking,
we actually had a party on the highway because we couldn't get to an exit. The car was fucked up.
We had a painting session on a fucking freeway.
I painted the car, broke it down on the side of the road.
See, no, there's something called making the best. What's the saying? When you have
making the best out of the situation.
When you have lemons, you make lemonade. Right now, there's something else to be said that when you set aside a time to have fun with your friends. You don't let $60 stand in your way. That's half it. Even if you hardly make shit, that's half a day's pay.
Not only did Jacasso not want to go home, but he probably had to listen to Oldie the whole time. You know how hard it worked for that $60
fucking deal.
You had to go home, too?
This is the thanks that I get. I try to go meet Bam in the cabin, and the thanks I get is a Northeast extension with a fucking taillight being out.
You know what? Okay. I have a
It
feeling.
Was a broken...
Jesus.
No, it was a burnout headlight, which is a fixed ticket. It's not even a fucking ticket or a citation.
Well,
Oldie, you're getting on blast right now.
That
you're in trouble.
All right, in Oldie's defense, or rather, offense.
An offense.
We're trying to defend him, homo.
We know. Let's hear where this goes.
I gotta.
What are you talking about?
I gotta air out. I gotta air out some laundry here. I gotta air out some dirty laundry here. We honestly didn't get pulled over by a cop.
What?
Because I can't. All right, here
the
we go.
Plot does this. Who the fuck pulled you over?
See, wait.
We didn't get pulled over at all.
Oh, my God.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
No, I was about to say. I was about to fucking say that. Wait, wait, wait.
This just got greater.
Let me make my point first. Let me make my point
he's
first.
He's going fucking down.
First, my third point. My third point was that I have
I don't
a feeling,
think you ever even left.
Did you even leave?
We did get in the car.
Is your name really Jocasta?
You got in the car. Where? And went to goddamn
wet in the town?
Jitters?
All right.
I knew it. I knew it. Aldi wanted to get home and cater to his fucking girlfriend.
And you know what
I
sucks?
Know it. And I fucking you know it. And
really
I'll tell you how
hot.
I know. And I'll tell you how I know after you're done.
Okay. But
this,
no, this,
really
real quick, before this, 10 minutes ago, I asked Jocasta, and you kept the lie up. He's
oh
like, well,
God.
He also
he
didn't
committed.
Have an inspection speaker, and he couldn't draw a sticker.
But my holes.
Drive.
There are holes
I can't
already.
I believe you fucking
there
lied.
Oh, there's holes in the
right
store to begin with. I'm like, you're behind us. I'm broken down on the side of the road, so you're going to have to see me. You can't miss me. I'm on the fucking turnpike, you have to go that way. Looks like we took a different route that's because we didn't pass you.
Like,
what other way can you go?
He said it was on 476, not 276.
476, my ass.
That's what he just
told
me.
That means you have to go up Route 3. Who would do that?
Dude,
dumb people?
You just put so much effort into lying to me 5 minutes ago in the kitchen when I could really give a fuck less. Why would you lie
wait
that much?
This,
I felt like I needed to paint a picture all the way to the end. So
well,
let me tell you what, let
up.
Me tell you the truth of the matter.
Please do.
I want to know, first of all, how far did you actually make it?
We got to
Wawa.
We got to
Oldie's
we
house.
Did get to a gas station. See, here's what happened. We got to a gas station. We were on our way.
What gas station?
It may have been the one off in Westchester.
So you went to Wawa.
So you went to Wawa in
Wawa.
Town.
So
okay, so
what happened was
way.
When I left here, we were over at the lovely Four Dogs dining. We all had a great time.
Shit is fucking ass. I agree with you, dude.
You never left town.
No.
Hold on though, hear me out.
It's like the gas station on the turnpike. It was Wawa in town.
Well,
I
away.
Guys, I've been in L.A. for a while. I feel like, you know, going anywhere is taking, you know, it takes time. It's like, you know, we're traveling.
You traveled to fucking Wawa in town. You didn't travel anywhere.
So what happened was, first off, this is how it all started.
Tell the fucking story already. God damn it.
Go. Okay. It all started because we went to Four Dogs and had a lovely meal.
We heard that part.
Okay. So then I said, hey, we're going to go camping at Jim Thorpe with the gang.
No shit. Come
okay.
to the chase.
We're already there. We know this.
There were tennis rackets in the back of my car. And I said, hey, why don't we go out real quick and hit the ball around before we go? Because our frisbee was spoiled. A tennis ball. We were foiled.
Now you're playing tennis? Before. Dude, what the fuck kind of
this is the shittiest story.
You
would you
like? I know.
I gotta explain. I got a blister on my foot here.
Oh my God.
That's what you deserve.
From tennis.
Okay.
But here's why. This slowed me down first off. But what happened was, the honest thing was,
Natalie, it looks like you have one.
I've got
we turned
I've got
around.
Oh my God, tell the fucking story, dude.
There's 19 people talking.
Go.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm just trying to get a word in here. I know it sounds bad, guys.
This
I know Radio Land is having a hard time seeing this through.
Everybody shut up and speed it up, fucking
okay.
So go.
It all came down to this. Oldie had diarrhea and didn't want to go because he thought that if we had diarrhea over at the cabin, it was going to be a real uncomfortable night. So we decided.
That's bullshit.
That's true.
I know the real fucking story.
The real story is he didn't want to make his girlfriend feel bad because she was working and she really wanted to go.
The man had gas.
I'll just stick around and put my thumb on my ass and wait for her to get off work.
He's such a fucking pussy.
Why don't we call him right now?
He's such a fucking pussy and he's so fucking pussy whipped. Did you see that thing? G sent me these links to like there's these model pictures of his girlfriend on the internet.
And
but he puts. She's like, oh, I love New York fashions. This is my whole deal. And then he'll be like, wow, this is why I'm so in love with you. This is why I treasure every moment. This is why I look forward to the moments when we're not together to be together. This is the one I love. It's like, do you really? It's her model pictures, dude. Like, do you really have to fucking stalk your own fucking girlfriend? And every picture.
That beautiful, though.
She's beautiful, but it's, she has
you
the weirdest.
You want to suck her pussy, don't you?
She's she has this weird model stance. If you notice, every picture, her 2 feet are facing each other. I don't know how she stands. Like,
that's called
pigeon radio,
toe.
Radio listeners. If you want to see how she stands in every model picture, stand up, point your knees towards each other, and point your feet inward so your toes are touching, and then move your body sideways like the scarecrow from the fucking Wizard of Oz. And that's her fucking model stance, dude. It's the weirdest thing I've ever
of
seen.
Her face, Franz.
It's her fae.
No, it's her fae.
No. G gave me the scoop.
What she's doing is she's also promoting, actually, her girlfriend's jewelry line.
Yeah,
so
Franz.
She's doing this. She's doing this with her jewelry.
Yeah, Franz.
That's
really
Franz.
The rings and the necklaces and all
that. What does that have to do with ducks? Why are you trying to jerk
off
your
really
feet?
That's really exciting. So Jocasta, you got fucking chumped twice.
Well,
once you got fucking lied to because he made up the fucking diarrhea story to trick you.
Well,
and number two, he got you to lie to your fucking friends, dude.
True story.
You're a turncoat.
I think he honestly had diarrhea.
Don't talk to me.
I think he really had a bad stomach at the time.
Did you put your ear to the bathroom door to hear the diarrhea?
No, well, I smelled it. I smelled it fully, and it was, you know.
Maybe it was just a minging ass shit.
Well,
what are you doing smelling?
It's a full-fledged Ryan Only butt cover-up.
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, reasons why the stomach was...
That fucking reason must have been diarrhea.
Shit,
maybe you just took a minging ass shit.
Later on, there'll be diarrhea everywhere. You gotta give the rest of the story about what happened to campground.
Oh, I will. I will after I play Loomis right now. The song's called Drag Another Drag.
Drag it, drag by.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Dragged another drag as the moon earns its shift. And drag another drag as the sun starts to lift. And everything out there is right here to miss. Drag another drag to no sleep. To your piss. Car chains are on the news, bulletins in the road, and station wagons pull into the driveways they got. The fights are all changing, is that what they want? Carry the groceries in, cause grown-ups are shy. And I drag another drag as the moon ends its shift. And drag another drag as the sun starts to lift. Such bliss were at those boys and girls. Once country farms, rolling hills. Encroachment develops like puberty. Trying to get off on you.
Trying to get off on me. And I drag another drag as the moon ends its shift. And drag another drag as the sun starts to lift. And everything I feel is right here. Can't be tamed. And I drag another drag as the moon ends its shift.
Radio Bam thing faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam Series 28 faction. That was Loomis.
Oh.
And it's called Drag Another Drag. Now, France.
Sir, yes, sir.
I said yes to something 2 months ago, it's going off a fucking 60-foot waterfall in Oregon in a kayak.
With the guy who killed Osama bin Laden.
You made that up.
That's what you said.
No, that's a military guy. That's a whole different story.
You agreed with it. I mean, you said...
He's a Red Bull Pro kayaker, and I'm going to be on the back of it. And I'm going off a 60-foot waterfall, and I just looked at it on the internet, and now I'm terrified.
Really?
And when somebody says, in August, do you want to do something? Well, that's in 2 months. Fuck yeah, I want to do it. Now the time is tomorrow.
Is it really scary looking? You saw it?
Fuck yeah, it's scary. And, yeah. And every single day that happens, I get more and more scared.
I have a nickel's worth of free advice for you, young man.
What?
Three words. Call in sick.
Call in sick? No, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to pussy out. It's a Red Bull event.
I mean, the guy already did it once.
It's a Contour commercial.
It's a Red Bull event.
You love Red Bull.
I'm so obsessed.
The guy already made the jump once, and he already did it.
Is that the guy who's been on the news?
He was on Good Morning America
the other day.
I've seen that. He did it fine, right? He didn't even notice.
He did it fine, but now he's going with me. He's never done it with another person.
Oh, you mean you're sealed into the kayak? It's like when it's in. Oh,
I'm stuck in the thing.
Oh, okay, then that's all right. It's different. Just get the paddles the fuck away from you before you go down.
That's where they'll get you every time. That's where the ribs.
I'm thinking either the wind knocked out of you or broken ribs. Mm-hmm.
I say I'm going to go with broken rib, but not too bad.
The only thing that I like about it is that once you go over the actual fall part, it's over before you know it.
It is. Yeah. And it's more about getting out of the water.
It's 1 or 2 seconds of,
I'll tell you what I think is going to be the best thing about the whole thing is the fact that it's a pro doing it, but then you have this dipshit who doesn't know anything about it. Getting on the back. So that, like, watching a pro do it would be cool, but the odds are he's going to make it. He knows what to do. I would tune in any day of the week to watch someone that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing giving an attempt.
Bam's whole deal is, though, he knows how to fall. Like, even, like, with skating, he does. His skating technique is always height tricks. There's a lot of, I mean, there's technical in there, but a lot of height tricks.
But do you know about the beer looseness? Like, if you're in a car accident and you're
totally.
Drunk, you'll be all loose and then you won't even get hurt.
Drunk driver.
If you're not drunk and you're all tense, you'll be all tense and you'll break everything and you'll be super hurt. So now I'm contemplating, do I need a shot of Crown before all this?
Big time.
Yeah.
The fuck kind of question is that?
Just get all hopped up on Red Bull.
Somebody give Chad a paycheck.
But that's true. Have you ever noticed when a drunk driver hits a minivan full of people, the minivan.
Why's it got to be a minivan?
Well, because it's usually a family
or
something.
Drunk drivers are always killing families.
And they kill the families, but the drunk driver always lives because he's all loose and he fucking is like what's that tall skin?
Murray survived.
That is true.
Yeah.
That was Murray. Dude.
I know the fuck I'm talking
about. It's because he was dead weight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Murray was in the fucking pink four-wheeler. Wasted, driving so fast that he was out of control. He goes into the pricker bushes, hits a fucking tree, flies 20 feet.
Right through a tree,
through the tree.
Right?
20 feet, and he was just dead weight. So when he landed, he was just
knocked out
snoring.
He looked like a pretzel when he landed.
I remember that, and I just remember
20 minutes, he was out.
Everybody around him, I was trying to.
You were there
too? Everybody
was
there. I filmed it.
I
was
there.
It was Bam's birthday.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, and I was trying to keep him engaged in conversation. I was like, all right, dude, it's cool, man. We're going to go to the mall and hit on chicks. Just to keep his mind.
Because
he didn't know which way was up. He didn't know anything. He hardly knew his name, right? And then here comes everybody else, like your mom and like all your mom's friends, Bam. And they're all like, you don't understand. You might die. Don't you understand?
Dude, when he was knocked out for 20 minutes, I thought he might die.
And but then, you don't say
then
that.
Then when the ambulance comes there. Then
don't touch that.
Yeah, Franz. So the ambulance comes, and then he wakes up as the ambulance is there. And they're putting him on a stretcher with a neck brace. What's happening? You're going to the hospital. Boring. Boring.
Sorry.
What happened,
Franz? Fucking broke it.
I fucked up the microphone.
Fucking Franz,
man. Anything you touch, you break, you fucking idiot.
Ow.
There you go.
Ow. All right. So, I mean, but you don't tell the person that their life is in danger. You keep them engaged in normal fucking conversation. And he was doing just fine. Yeah, they're like, you don't understand. You might die.
So you felt it was good to tell him that you're going to go to the mall and hit on Chip?
Yeah, chicks. I was like, hey, how you feeling, bro, man? Dude, after this is over, we're going to have a beer.
Bro, man, dude, man, buddy, yeah, man, bro, pal.
He was loving it.
But he was dead weight. He took a lot of Valium and was pretty dangerous.
Dude. Oh. Take a lot of Valium before you go.
One time I did all this heroin and ate all these Xanax, and I was driving with my first girlfriend, Debbie, in a car, and she nodded out and hit a tree, and my head went directly through the front windshield, 12 staples, and they told me, they said, the only reason why you lived is because you were on heroin and pills.
Wow, you should do a lot more heroin then.
I'm not trying to recommend that, but that's because...
Well, shit, maybe I should just do heroin. Yeah.
just go shoot up.
Yeah, dude, I think you should do some smack, man. You know what I mean?
Smack!
Just that was some biker crack.
Don't tense up. Can't you break your neck if you like fall upside down?
You could do anything.
Well, you're not gonna like. Well, your legs might come off if you're like.
Let me toss you off a 60-foot cliff.
Don't do that.
Yeah, let me toss you off.
No.
Bam, you'll fall. Yeah. You gotta fall.
It's probably gonna be cold water too. Just FYI.
That's the least of my worries.
I hope the water's not too cold.
I wouldn't do it.
You know what, guys?
Cold.
I'm calling this whole thing off because the water's just too cold for me.
Is it good money?
I don't really care about the whole 60-foot cliff thing. That doesn't scare me none. It's just the water's too cold.
It's a little too. Is
it good money?
The muscle.
Well, I already got paid.
Does Novak?
That's why I can't turn back.
Does Novak have to go?
As a matter of fact, Sweet Pussy Frank's showing up soon.
Right here.
Yeah, but my phone is MIA. I'm off the grid, so I don't know when he's showing up.
I think I have his number.
Since you had some water practice this last week.
Jeff Sweet Pussy's number?
No.
I think I do.
You do?
Isn't everybody?
Ask him where he is.
Just tell him you didn't want to do it. That's all. Just be a pussy.
See, why
about
you make
it.
Me
no, no, like
let's
do everything
let's
else.
Let's just see what he has to say.
This dirty, pretty
Come on,
CD
everybody.
Will not play.
It's probably dirty.
Novak knows what to do, everybody.
I have another one.
Doesn't he? That'd Come on, would you fucking call him, Chicasso? How long does it take for you to fucking press dial? God damn
He's
it.
Beating around the bush.
No, I'm kidding.
It's put on a speaker.
Okay, this is Preston Swift from Philadelphia with a song called
Houseboat.
On Radio Bam. What track?
49.
Serious
it's track
facts.
9.
Serious Facts in 28, everybody.
No, it's 41, you fucking liar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They changed it.
Why don't you tune in sometime?
Serious XM 41.
Please. Turn into Radio Bam 41. Fuck
Go
off.
Bite the big
Should
one,
I
front.
Just shut up.
Ew.
we're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
All right, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Sweet Pussy Frank from, well, he's from Jones Soda, but he's actually from Pennsylvania.
Poconos.
Poconos. That's where we just, I know.
Yeah, you guys were camping.
We were.
At Jim Thorpe, you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
That's where we were.
That's where the Beltsville Dam is or something, right? Like, isn't there a lake there? People water ski?
There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But never mind that. Frank is taking me tomorrow to Oregon to go off a fucking 60-foot waterfall in a kayak. Do you know that this guy was in Good Morning America the other day?
Yeah, your mom told me that yesterday. I had no idea.
How big of a deal is this?
Well, I told you it was 60 feet. But
is it bigger now?
Is it 82 feet? Because I just
I wanted to.
Is
have
it 82 feet? I looked up Oregon waterfall kayak online, and 82 feet is what it said.
It what is. A it's horrible between,
is it that
it's
one?
Between 82
does,
and
does it start
89.
With a K? Kaneoko Falls.
Yeah, but
you're an asshole.
You're fucked, pal.
It's the but it's the most easiest like. Waterfall to do. It's got the nicest pitch out of any waterfall.
Do you know what I'm glad about?
I love how he makes it seem so mellow. Yo, it's the easiest level in hell you can possibly endure for eternity.
The only thing I'm glad about
is waterfall.
Is two things.
Why would you have to lie about it before?
Because it would be a really good face reaction.
He's right
about
that.
And it's like
whenever you say something, say here.
When he thinks it's 60 feet and it's really 90.
I agree with that.
It's 82.
It's 82. It's nice.
So,
you know what I like about it? I like how it gradually goes into a waterfall.
That's what I mean.
And then once that happens, it'll be over before I know it.
Correct. And we'll have two.
And the only thing that'll happen is I get the wind knocked out of me or maybe a broken rib or so.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the other dude?
No, I manage the other guy.
Oh,
sweet pussy. Where's my ticket at? Why?
Sorry, I just got here. No, well, Bam's right. We were looking at the video today, and Bam was like, well, fuck. I think the secret is being able to maneuver the canoe or maneuver the kayak so that we're in the center of the water flow because there's those rocks on each
side. I can't do anything.
Rocks on the right hand side.
I don't even have oars, do I, Frank?
Say that again.
Do I have oars?
Oars?
No,
where is your mind?
I don't think you'll have an oar.
I'm just going to hang on.
You're in the front of the kayak.
Front?
He's in the back. He's got the oar.
That whole
are you sure about this?
The whole game has changed right now.
The front's better.
The front's better.
Yeah. Fuck that.
No, the back.
Explain why the front's better.
Because you're instantly submerged and you don't have the trauma. The trauma always goes on the back end. So, in other words, so you're in the front and the inertia will automatically travel to the back. And he will feel the major jolts. And also, he has better steering power in the back. Am I correct. Right or am I wrong?
You're correct.
Thank you.
And Frank, you said that this guy has done it already.
He's done it already.
How
like
many
100
times?
He
did 100 times?
Yeah, this is not like in one of those waterfalls where only a couple people have done it. And like this is like a really nice picturesque waterfall.
I'm excited.
No one's really done
it. I'm excited / scared.
I think you should just be more excited. This sounds really fun.
You should jerk off while you're doing it.
The only thing that you have
shut
to
up,
do. The only thing you have to do.
Imagine your hands are in the thing and you're
it.
Fucking jerking off.
And go for the ride.
That'd be a record.
All right. So when we get there, we're going to get there tomorrow night. Tuesday, we're going to teach
and
you.
What's this for?
It's
Contour?
Some viral video that you know Red Bull's going to promote.
Dude, we watched.
Franz, you don't even know about these Contour cameras.
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, well, that's him.
I just filmed the National
Well, look
Geographic
to your
show.
Fucking right, homo.
Hi.
Nice to meet
Franz,
you.
Franz is cinematographer.
Yeah, I just filmed a 3D show, followed by a History
fuck.
Channel show, followed
he
by National Geographic.
Yeah, tow truck wars, yeah. And then I did whale wars.
And then I did,
no,
then
I didn't do whale wars.
Homo wars.
I did homo wars. Anyway. Wow.
Frank.
Is this for your show?
Well, there goes the old ego.
Oh, yeah. Cool. But Frank, we watched.
There goes the old ego.
We watched the cut of the Zoomies thing.
Uh-huh.
They cut out all the good shit.
They did. There was a 3-minute long one.
Well, the whole reason for us to take the 4-wheeler to the airport
no
is because the keys were locked in the thing.
I have the original 3.5-minute one.
Do you have it with you now?
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Isn't that the most frustrating thing when someone edits out the best shit because they have to be home by the lunch hour?
Right.
There's nothing worse than a hurried editor.
But you know what sucks, though, honestly?
Who's talking into the fucking mic?
Not me.
What are you doing?
Gene Irwin.
Why are you doing that? You're sitting there showing him your Facebook, talking into his mic, talking about God knows what.
We're recording.
This is called a radio show. This room is called the radio room. That's why there's a big fucking console in front of you. Ginsburg behind the thing. That's why we all have these earphones on. This is called a radio show.
I wasn't here to give dirty looks.
You have a speaker?
You're on.
You're huffing and puffing about.
I need a light and you're on the radio right now.
Well, he has to make sure he wants to talk.
No, I like it because he put his light
put on speaker and then hand
more the important than the fact that he's on the radio.
Well, that's,
that was his first time.
I need a light. Oh, and you're on the radio.
You're all on. You're on the radio right now.
All right, wait. Here we go. Here we go. Put it on. Give Franz the phone.
Well, he has to talk first.
Hey, we're on. I'm in BAM's Sirius.
Speakerphone.
On Radio BAM before you want to fuck off.
I'm on BAM's Sirius radio show, and you're live, and we want to talk to you about the. We have a group of people. They just want to talk logistics.
I think if you plug it in,
just want to talk to you for
plug
a minute.
It in.
Can
plug
we
it
plug
in.
You in and record you right now? Okay. Sounds like he's at a bar.
Bam here saying hi. This is Joe Franz.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Joe Franz. Steve Fisher. Let me tell you, I'm a big fan. Even before.
You
didn't
know.
Shut the fuck
Ask him
up.
What's going to happen tomorrow.
Now, listen.
Can Steve.
Now, Steve.
In this?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you guys are going to have to stop arguing if you want to speak to me now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said you're going to have to stop arguing if you want to talk to me now.
Ask him what
yes,
I have to
sir.
Do. Ask him what I have to do.
Okay, well here's
give it to Bam.
Here's what we want
to
do.
Give it to Bam.
Right. Fuck it.
You told me to talk
Steve,
to him.
Steve, it's Bam now. Shut up. Steve.
What's going on?
What do I have to do? Am I gonna be terrified? How scary is this? I just saw the waterfall and I'm
Well, I have been instructed to downplay it, so in line with that request, I'm going to go ahead and say it's not too scary at all.
Tell the truth.
Not for me anyway. That's because we're going to be in a double, and you're sitting in the front. Yeah. So basically, I'm going to be hiding behind you, and you'll be taking all the impact, and I'll be gently nestling in your wake as we enter the water at the bottom of the drop. How's that sounding?
Well, that sounds good, but do I just have to hang on tight and just deal with it?
Yeah, now what we're going to do is we're going to go on a little training run first. We'll run some smaller drops initially and teach you how to do a few basic strokes and how to set up for the roll because, you know, there's about 100% chance we're going to end up upside down. And
100% chance?
Yeah. You touch your paddle, and then I roll up. So basically what you do is toss the paddle, and you tuck all the way forward, and you try and make yourself look a bit more like a parachute. You make yourself look a bit more like a torpedo than a parachute as we hit the bottom.
Do I have oars? Do I have oars? Do I have oars with me? Yeah, do I have oars?
Oh, he calls it a paddle.
First of all, the lingo is a paddle.
Oh, pedals.
Not an oar.
Yes. Well, that's what we call it in America.
Should you do it or shouldn't you?
Now, even in America, they call it a paddle, I promise you.
A paddle.
Well,
but yeah, the idea is to look less like a parachute and a little more like a torpedo when we hit the water. I mean, imagine doing a belly flop off 100 feet, right? So you don't want a belly flop, you want a pin drop. So we're going to teach you how to get in the right position for that first. And once we got that down, we'll go for it. And then me sitting in the back, basically it's like I'm behind you. So you'll take the main impact, and I'll just be hiding out there. And then we'll end up probably upside down, and I'll roll us up, and we'll be victorious. And triumphant.
Alright, I'm in.
We might even become world famous.
Hey, how many times have you gone down this?
Yeah, I've been down this drop a handful of times.
A handful?
Yeah, a handful.
Like five or ten?
One time, twice in a day.
Okay. Bam. All right, I trust you.
Bam, is it possible?
Hang on.
Bam, is it
Franz
possible?
Franz has one last question for you.
Is it possible for each of us to ask Steve a question?
You have one question.
Yeah, Steve, we'd like to ask you each a question.
No, you one question.
Okay, well, I'm blessed enough to have one question, Steve, if you will. What is the biggest, injury that Bam has to look out after? Would it be his lower? Would it be his lower back?
Ribs.
Or ribs or neck, like whiplash?
It may come as a surprise. It may come as a bit of a surprise to hear that if we land just slightly flat, it would actually be his testicles that would make the main impact.
He likes that.
On a section of the seat that we call the pleasure pod. So that's the main thing we'll be trying to protect.
tell him I'm going to see him tomorrow and tell him to get ready.
So Bam has a theory, Steve. Bro. Steve, if you don't mind, one more
Jesus
question.
Jesus Christ, Frost.
Bam has a theory. He's actually studied a lot of blunt impact studies where there was drunk driving accidents, and the drunk person who was at fault sustained no injuries.
Like car muscles.
Yeah. So now, would Bam be better having 3 shots prior to the drop?
Of Crown Royale.
Well, you know what? That could be so. The problem is that I'm not too sure how much time he spent in these slippery gorges, the lovely moss-covered rocks that scenic photographers love to capture and put into gentle coffee table books. But he's probably going to want his wits about them before we get to the drop. That's actually probably the sketchiest part, is actually getting to the top. We're going into the place that the sun doesn't shine, if you know what I mean.
Well, here in the States, where the sun don't shine has a different meaning. But thank you so much, and Bam, we'll see you tomorrow. And
stop sucking his dick.
Sleep well, my friend.
All right, I'm ready. So, anyway, but in all seriousness, we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't safe and good to go. And this drop is probably the one and only drop in the world that is suited to the kind of behavior we're going to pull off here. Yeah. I've traveled and kayaked in over 40 countries, and this is literally the one spot that I did. So you can sleep easy tonight, and we'll probably have quite a bit of fun doing this.
Well, I can say that Bam would not be doing it if he didn't have the utmost faith in you and your reputation. Yeah, thank you so much.
Shut the fuck up.
We're making some fun of it, but it's
see him tomorrow.
Bye.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
Thanks, Steve.
Way to ruin a show with your talk.
Novak, you fucked it up. It was going good till you
shut your goddamn mouth.
2 cents, dude. You can't assault a guy like that.
I was assaulting you.
I'm kissing his ass for a reason. He's the goddamn number one motherfucker.
Hope you're
right. Of course I'm going to kiss his ass. He's the best.
Boring.
Jesus.
I'm bored.
Eased up the tension, actually.
It should.
I feel better now.
Have you seen photos of the fall?
I've seen the YouTube clip.
Yeah. It's smooth.
It's smooth. It's high.
Yeah. It's a little high.
A little high. It's 82 feet.
He said it's 60. It turns into 82.
I was hoping to get your face reaction.
So what, you're going to strap? You're doing this? You're going to put contour cameras on it or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Camera, we have this custom rig.
Is there going to be a lot of people there?
Another country that's double.
No.
We have cameras on the front.
It's going to be some dude with a fucking handicam.
I'm asking Frank.
The point of this is to film it on the contour camera.
Frank, is there going to be a lot of people there?
No. That's why we don't want anyone there other than our digital crew. We don't
Other than the digital crew, that's people.
I know.
I was laughing with you, but you're fucking wrong, pal.
Yeah, the digital.
We have two people. We have two
apologize.
People in the water.
Can you apologize?
Making sure that
no, I want to hear the rest of the
wrong,
Cleveland
they can
argument.
Get you right away.
Can you apologize?
Is there an ambulance?
Ambulance.
Like, I'll be fine. I already know I'll be fine.
People have heard Cleveland and Novak for like 8 years.
Your mic ain't even on, you fucking idiot. You're in such a good band, you don't even know where the mic's on.
I don't
you're
have my headphones on
worse.
To tell, moron.
God damn it.
I don't have headphones. They're ready all used all right,
guys. Well, you're in a band. You should know this shit.
I should know if I don't have headphones on if I'm
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you should know.
That's
if
impossible.
In a band,
that's impossible.
I'm not in a band.
It's
I know.
Impossible to know. You have to have headphones to know if you're on.
Just
how does this?
Die.
No, no, I do.
You don't know anything.
Where's the lighter?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I know some shit.
Yeah, drugs.
I know that your band makes no money.
We're already over.
All right.
Say goodbye.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later. I don't wanna go. Oh, 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 oh.